from Cancun, Mexico. We got a pop quiz question for you. There are almost 3,000 people that live in the United States that are over 100 years old. And 80% of them live in the same city. Is it Honolulu, Miami, Los Angeles, or New York? Answer in just a minute. I said I would miss two things being in Mexico, the Coachella Music Festival, which is right by my house. And Saturday, I would have gone to Las Vegas to see my buddy Tim Bradley fight the rematch against Manny Pacquiao. Well, Coachella, from everybody that's called and talked to me, said that it has been great. And boy, a lot of stars. Lea Michele, Katy Perry, Tobey Maguire, Jared Leto, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, Diddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce. They got up and sang. They worked. They actually performed. Oh, yeah. And Lindsay Lohan was there, too. Unfortunately, my buddy Tim Bradley lost to Manny Pacquiao, so kind of glad I didn't see that in person, but he'll be back. CBS has made it official, announcing Stephen Colbert will replace David Letterman. So here are five things you probably didn't know about Stephen Colbert. One, he's the youngest of 11 children. Two, his father and his brother were killed on September 11th, 1976, on Eastern Airlines 53, when the plane crashed in Charlotte. About 80 people died on that plane. Three, Stephen Colbert is completely deaf in his right ear. Four, he studied ballet in college. And five, for the past 10 years, he has taught Sunday school at his church. There you go. Hey, regarding Debbie Rowe going to court to secure the custody of the three Jackson kids, Michael's three kids, all I can tell you is facts are facts. Paris has spent the past 13 months in therapy and will spend a lot more inpatient time with therapy. Prince is a foul-mouthed, mean-spirited kid who doesn't like or respect anybody or anything. He's been referred to as a real troublemaker. And Blanket is 12 and just doesn't talk to anybody. Sadly withdrawn. My opinion, with all that said, they are much better off with Debbie Rowe than with any of the Jacksons, who I think are all hideous. And our pop quiz question, over 3,000 people in the United States that are over 100 years old, a little over 80% of them live in the same city. Is it Honolulu, Miami, Los Angeles, or New York?
Miami.
I think Honolulu.
New York City. There you go. Talk to you tomorrow, Wednesday, from Cancun, back in Southern California on Thursday. Have a great day, Mike Evans. Aloha, hui ho, mahalo, nui loa. Adios.
See you.